Nutrition becomes simpler when you stop asking what diet is right and you start asking, what does my body need? That question changes everything. Because most of us have been taught to look outside of ourselves for the answer, to look for the newest study, the latest trend, or a plan that worked for somebody else. And when it doesn't work for us, we assume that we have failed. But what if the problem isn't you? What if the problem is the idea that one way of eating should work for everyone? The truth is, your body has its own design, its own chemistry, its own way of using food as fuel. And when you begin to understand that individuality, nutrition stops feeling like a set of rules to follow, and it starts becoming a tool that you can use to support your energy, digestion, get clarity, and long-term healing. I'm Mary Beth Gonzalez, and welcome to Your Way Back, steady wisdom for your body, mind, and spirit. Today, we're going to explore how to begin discovering what your body has needed all along. So how do we begin to understand those differences? Well, we start with a part of your physiology that quietly runs your entire life, your autonomic nervous system. This is a system that automatically runs everything you don't have to think about, your heartbeat, your digestion, how you respond to stress, how you recover, and even how you use nutrients from the foods that you eat. It has two primary branches. One is the sympathetic system. That's the part of you that's built for action, output, and movement. And the other is the parasympathetic system, the part that's built for digestion, repair, and restoration. Every person is born with different natural balance between these two systems. Not better, not worse, just different. And it's that balance that influences which foods strengthen you and which foods leave you feeling depleted. It's why the same diet can make one person feel energized and another feel exhausted. Why one person thrives on leafy green salads and the other feels weak and wanting something more substantial. It's not about willpower. It's physiology. So when somebody asks, is this food healthy? The better question is, healthy for whom? Now, for decades, in Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez's clinical practice, these physiological patterns were observed again and again. And people did their best when their nutrition matched how their bodies were wired, not when they followed generalized advice, not when they forced themselves into a trend. And this approach became known as metabolic typing. Now, metabolic typing isn't about labeling people. It's about recognizing that nourishment must be individualized if it's going to be effective. Because healing is not a template. It is a strategy. Before we go further, if you're curious about your own metabolic pattern, you can take the Gonzalez Metabolic Type Test at gonzalezguidance.com. It's a comprehensive multiple-choice questionnaire that helps you identify which foods may best support your individual physiology. And many people find it gives them a clearer starting point, especially if they've ever felt confused by conflicting nutritional advice. Okay, let's continue. Even though there isn't one perfect diet, there are foundational principles that support everyone across all metabolic types. We can see common ground. Eat real food. Food that looks like it came from the earth, not from a factory. Choose whole, unprocessed ingredients whenever possible. Avoid eating refined sugars and artificial additives that'll disrupt the body's regulatory systems. Try traditionally prepared foods, the ones that the humans have eaten and thrived on for generations. Focus on quality. Vegetables, fruits, properly raised animal foods, natural fats. These are the principles that will create the foundation, and individualization builds on top of that foundation. And once the base is in place, the question becomes more personal. What foods actually help you function well? Not what you've been told should be good, but what leaves you feeling steady, satisfied, and clear. Some people feel their best with more plant-based meals. Others need more dense, protein-rich foods. Some do well with a wide mix of both. Your body is not confused about this. We've just been taught not to listen. You may even notice clues already. Do you feel calm and satisfied after eating, or are you wired and hungry again an hour later? Do certain meals give you energy that lasts for hours? Do others leave you feeling like you need caffeine or sugar? Well, those are not random reactions. Those are signals. Your body is just constantly trying to guide you back towards balance. And this is why the goal is not dietary perfection. The goal is alignment. When nutrition matches your physiology, several things often begin to change. Energy becomes more stable. Digestion becomes more efficient. Cravings calm down. Your mood will steady. Your resilience will improve. Not because you forced your body to behave, but because you finally supported how it was designed to function. In our clinical practice, metabolic typing is never guessed. It's determined through careful evaluation, including a detailed medical history, physiological and psychological patterns, physical findings and laboratory data, individual responses to foods and nutrients. And from this, a personalized program is designed, including diet, supplementation, detoxification support, and lifestyle guidance. Dr. Gonzalez described 7 distinct metabolic patterns, ranging from sympathetic dominant to parasympathetic dominant, with balanced types in between. All of this is outlined in his award-winning book, Nutrition and the Autonomic Nervous System. Now, each type tends to process nutrients differently. They respond uniquely to stress. They thrive on different proportions of plant and animal foods, cooked versus raw foods. Balanced individuals will often tolerate a wide range of foods, whereas more polarized types will eat more specifically to maintain equilibrium. Now, over time, Dr. Gonzalez noticed that different types of cancer were associated with sympathetic dominance and parasympathetic dominance. People with solid tumors tended to be sympathetic dominant. People with immune cancers tended to be parasympathetic dominant. He also associated certain illnesses with specific metabolic types. Sympathetic dominant types often had digestive diseases such as ulcer disease, colitis, or irritable bowel. And such people could be predisposed to anxiety, but they rarely suffered from depression, and they rarely reported allergies. On the other side, you've got your parasympathetic dominant types, and they had a very efficient gut, and they typically would escape most digestive issues. But they were very subject to allergies, asthma, chronic bronchitis, and chronic fatigue. Now, balanced types are in between and rarely get sick. If you're listening and wondering, well, how do I begin to understand my own metabolic needs? We've created a place to start. You can take the Gonzalez Metabolic Type Test. It's on our website at gonzalezguidance.com. And this is a detailed 100-question assessment designed to help you look at the patterns in your physiology, your preferences, and your responses to food. When you complete it, you'll receive a personalized report with practical guidance, including exactly which foods will support you the best and which foods may not, and how to begin applying those ideas in your everyday life. It's not meant to diagnose or replace working with a practitioner. Think of it as a tool for awareness, a way to start observing your body with new clarity instead of guessing or following generalized advice. If you've already been searching for a more individualized path, this could be a meaningful first step. We sometimes describe this as giving the body the right conditions to do what it already knows how to do. Healing doesn't start when we control every variable. Healing starts when we remove the interference and provide appropriate nourishment. It's less like fighting disease and more like restoring order. If you've spent years trying different diets and you're wondering why nothing seemed to stick, this perspective could be incredibly freeing. You didn't fail on those other diets. They just weren't built for you. And once you stop chasing universal answers, you can begin discovering your personal ones. So as we wrap up for today, remember, you don't need the perfect diet. You need the diet that works for your body. Your body has its own wisdom. And when you begin to nourish it according to how it was designed to function, health becomes less of a battle and more of a process of restoration. The select doctors whom we have educated in the Gonzalez Protocol can certainly guide you. Or if you'd like to explore that process for yourself, you can begin with the Gonzalez Metabolic Type Test at gonzalezguidance.com. It's a simple way to start looking at your nutrition through a more personal lens. This is your way back. Now, next week, I've invited one of our certified Gonzalez doctors to join me as we explore another core principle of the Gonzalez Protocol. We will discuss how Dr. Gonzalez interpreted cancer biology differently in the body's own natural design to heal. And when we combine it with this metabolic typing approach, patients on the Gonzalez Protocol can achieve remarkable results. Thank you for listening. I'm Mary Beth Gonzalez, and this is Your Way Back. The information shared on Your Way Back is for education, not medical advice. So please work with your physician or your healthcare provider when making decisions about your health.